What might the State House and Senate look like after these midterms? There are some tight races, and the outcomes could determine what will happen in big statewide issues like taxes, school funding, and fixing our roads. Kathy Gray from the Detroit Free Press Lansing Bureau is watching these races. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Sydney. How are you today?
Good. Let's start with the State House. We've got about 15 races of those 110 seats that seem to be pretty darn close. What are you hearing from the Democrats?
Well, the Democrats are fighting in probably a dozen districts, and there are some races that are closer than others. They're also having to fight to defend some of their incumbents who are facing some pretty strong challenges from Republicans.
And what do Republicans tell you?
Republicans are hoping to expand their majority. Currently, they've got a 59-50 majority. There's one independent in the State House right now, State Rep. John Alumba of Detroit, who went from the Democratic Party to being an independent. Democrats are expected to hold on to that seat. But Republicans are saying that there's a possibility that they could get as many as 63 seats. You know, obviously, Democrats are hoping that they might get a 55-55 split after this election, and turnout is the key.
The turnout is the key, and I know we had the president here this past weekend. We have seen the first lady here, so they are certainly trying to fire up the party faithful. And when you realize that if the Democrats pick up five seats, they do seize that majority in the State House. You wonder if that would be enough to get Democratic supporters whipped up.
You know, it could. I think you're going to see that if Mark Schauer has a good night, then Democrats down the rest of the ticket are going to have a good night. But there's also something else to consider. It's the way the districts are drawn. The Republicans held the majority when the districts were redrawn after the 2010 census. And they were drawn in such a way that really favors one party or the other very, very much. So it's really difficult for one of these parties to pick up some of these seats because they're drawn in such a way that makes it more difficult.
Kathy, what's the Tea Party presence in these tight races? Could we see the House literally swinging further to the right and then less cooperation with the Democrats?
Absolutely. There are three very, very, very conservative Tea Party candidates who are on the ballot who are expected to win because they're in very Republican districts. That's Gary Glenn up in Midland, Todd Corser in Lapeer, and Cindy Gamrat, who is over on the western side of the state. And those three are expected to win their races, and they certainly could work to move the chamber further to the right. However, if Democrats get a majority, then that might be a difficulty.
So I have seen this described as a crapshoot. What could happen? Is that, are you feeling that?
Yes, pretty much. Like I said, it all depends on turnout. And we're seeing some numbers that absentee ballots are way up. But we don't know if these are people who would have normally gone to the polls. And it's going to be a wash. So, I think everybody was expecting things to wrap up pretty early a few weeks ago on election night. Not so much anymore.
Over to the State Senate now, Kathy. How much in danger is the Republican supermajority?
The supermajority could be in danger. There are four seats that are in serious play, and Democrats have a real good shot at picking up a couple of those seats. So the supermajority may be in question. The majority is not. The Republicans are going to maintain the majority.
But losing supermajority, what would that mean?
Well, it means that on some bills that Democrats find objectionable, they're not going to give it immediate effect. And that means that some of the laws that are passed won't go into effect until a year or two down the road.
Kathy, do the political wizards feel that Rick Snyder has the coattails to help other GOP candidates?
Not necessarily, because you've got the Senate race in between Rick Snyder and the rest of the ticket. And all the numbers in the Senate race have Gary Peters winning handily in that. So I don't think that you're going to have as many people voting straight Republican Party tickets. I think that there may be more people who vote straight Democratic, but if there are people who don't want to vote for Terry Lynn Land, they're going to vote for Rick Snyder, split their ticket, and we'll see what happens further down the ballot.
And I'm wondering then, looking further down the ballot, is there any sense that Mark Schauer and Gary Peters, even more, have the coattails to help other Dems?
Absolutely, because that's going to speak to the turnout. Democrats are saying that they need to turn out about 3.4 to 3.6 million voters compared to 3.2 million in 2010 in order for Shower to win. And if you've got that many people turning out, there are a lot of districts that were won by very small margins in 2010 and 2012. So then if turnout is especially large, then you might see more Democrats down the ticket winning those seats.
Kathy, what should we watch for as results are coming in tomorrow?
Well, I think that you should watch turnout in some of the urban areas. Democrats have really made an effort in areas like Detroit, Flint, Saginaw, Bay City, the I-75 corridor. But an interesting thing that we have to look for in Detroit, too, is there are some folks who really feel that Snyder was courageous in ordering the bankruptcy of Detroit or allowing for the bankruptcy in Detroit and putting an emergency manager there and kind of turning things around. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what kind of percentage. Rick Snyder is certainly not going to win the city of Detroit, but he could definitely get bigger margins than Republicans have in the past.
Detroit Free Press, Lansing Bureau reporter Kathy Gray. Always great talking with you, Kathy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Cindy.